This goes to Dr. Klugas, K-L-U-G-A-S. Fax 989-629-8145. Regarding Michael, last name Dickman, D like David, I-C-K, M like Mary, A-N like November. Date of birth 5-16 of 1950. Dear Dr. Klugas, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Dickman with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, chronic atrial fibrillation, hypertension, type 2 diabetes. His last visit was July 25th of 2023. He was up north over the weekend and ate salty foods and did not take his Lasix for one day, and he was extremely swollen, especially in the legs and slightly more short of breath. So he is unable to go without Lasix even for one day, and he is trying to limit fluid intake to a half a gallon or 64 ounces in 24 hours. His weight is up 12 pounds over the last 6 months, and he believes that's probably recent, probably even fluid. Currently no chest pain or palpitations. He has chronic shortness of breath on exertion, occasionally some at rest. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. The amounts do decrease if he doesn't take Lasix also, and chronic edema of the lower extremities. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. The Lasix is 40 milligram twice a day. Spironolactone is 12.5 milligram once a day. Losartan is 25 milligram daily. Carvedilol, 25 milligram twice a day. He's anticoagulated with warfarin for the atrial fibrillation. Physical exam, weight 242 pounds, blood pressure 120 over 58, pulse is 68. Neck is supple, overweight gentleman, so it's difficult to see any jugular venous distension, but it doesn't appear to be present. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is firm, obese, non-tender. Extremities, 2+ edema, knees to toes bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 12th of 2024. Urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein. Albumin is 4.8, calcium is 9.4. B12 is 561, folate is 7.4, his ferritin is 89, iron 91, iron saturation is 27%. Electrolytes, the sodium is 137, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 31, phosphorus is 3.3. Creatinine 1.67 with estimated GFR of 43. Intact parathyroid hormone was elevated at 210.3. Free light chains, the kappa free light chains were 3.39 and the lambda are 2.11 normal. Kappa is slightly elevated, and the ratio is normal. This is most likely secondary to chronic kidney disease. Immunofixation, no monoclonal protein was detected. His hemoglobin is 13.0 with normal white count, normal platelets, and reticulocyte count was also normal. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels but currently stable. Two, hypertension is well controlled. Three, congestive heart failure. He is unable to stop Lasix, so that needs to be continued. He should continue also to watch the salt intake and follow a fluid restriction of 64 ounces per 24 hours. Next is secondary hyperparathyroidism. We're going to start a very low dose of Rocaltrol, R-O-C-A-L-T-R-O-L, 0.25 microgram every other day. We'll monitor the parathyroid level and the calcium levels. That may need to be increased, but generally we don't want to make the calcium levels high either. And we would like him to continue to get lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.